The next patient is Wilfred Beaton. The last name is B-E-A-T-O-N. Wilfred is the first name, W-I-L-F-R-E-D. Number one, this is a clinical case of an 84-year-old white male that has a history of chronic kidney disease that is stage 3A. The patient comes here to have a follow-up of the condition. He looks acutely and chronically ill, extremely pale. When we had the opportunity to review the laboratory workup, it shows that the patient has a serum creatinine that is 1.5. A BUN that is 20, albumin that is 2.9, an estimated EFR of 46 mLs per minute. The potassium is 45, the CO2 is 22, chloride 107, and the sodium is 137. The protein creatinine ratio is consistent with 317 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Period. The patient has gained 11 pounds of body weight from 126 to 137, and to a physical examination, there is significant edema in the lower extremities. The distal tear of the thighs all the way down to the legs and ankles. It has a PTNA 3 over 4. Number two, the patient has a profound anemia. This anemia is with a hemoglobin of 7.2. I have to point out that the last CBC the hemoglobin was 10.9, and this CBC was on October the 4th of 2022, but there is a more recent determination that was in the same neighborhood. In other words, the patient is becoming more anemic. The possibilities of blood loss, myelodysplastic syndrome, malignancy, all of this has to be taken into consideration. Following number, the patient is malnourished, despite the fact that the family insists that he eats very well. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. The B12 levels are within normal range. This patient has signed for hospice. He has been evaluated in the emergency room, and apparently the conversation of hospice was carried on. He refused blood transfusion, and he ended up leaving the emergency room. At this point, the patient is going to wait for the hospice evaluation and discuss with them what is the next step to follow. I gave them my number, and they are going to call me with the decision of what step the patient wants to have and to follow. I gave tentatively an appointment to see me in 2 months. I invested 15 minutes reviewing the chart, and I had to go into the computer and look for the visit to the hospital, etc. in the face-to-face 20 minutes, in the documentation 9 minutes. Mm-hmm.